that motorcycle?
That motorcycle. Did you get that motorcycle? Yeah, you just got that. <That's it.
laughs> Hello, hello, hello! What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Driving with Randy. How is everybody doing today? My name is Road Rage Randy, and this is the Driving with Randy podcast, a podcast I started 4 years ago from my 2007 Toyota Sienna Silver Edition. We are currently in a 2018 Subaru Forester Black Edition. How is everybody doing today? We are joined with
Dr. Funk.
Dr. Funk, it's been a long-awaited return, and where the fuck am I going? I thought the exit was right here. We're at the Mall
Just
of...
Just keep driving straight off.
Yeah, we're at the Mall of American right now, and we did our annual Halloween... Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
broke. Yep, broke. Yep. Onion head broke me.
All right.
Are we still good?
Or, yeah. Yeah. Right. So we went to go see
onion. I got it. It was. I think it was onion breast demonic orgy featuring the haunted Hooters. Yeah. Something like that.
Something related to that. So
maybe Onion Head's Revenge.
Onion Head's Revenge at the Mall of America. So what were your expectations going into this, Dr. Funk?
Not much. Not much at all. Ever since our last trip and wherever the hell we went, that
Screamtown in Chaska.
Yeah, yep. Where they didn't have half the employees were working and the other half were on break. But so, at least they would tell you they were on break.
I remember you telling me, where the fuck am I going? We'll go this way. I remember you telling me, like, right after we bought the tickets, you said, the more I think about it, I can't believe I'm spending this kind of money to go see Onion. Where the fuck?
At first I was told they were like, $50, but I guess that doesn't count the taxes, and I don't know what the other fuck, but next thing I know, it was like $70 a ticket.
Yeah. I myself had zero expectations going into this. After last year's event, I'm like, these Halloween events, they're scraping the bottom of the barrel for employment, and I just had no expectations. But so we got there at the mall, right? And we went to go check it out.
For the first part was free. Because we were there about, I don't know, an hour early or something. And they said that, we could go walk around. They had a little lobby out there. There's like a bar you could go into and just some different
scenery. Missing children posters?
Yeah, missing children.
Did you recognize any of them?
I did not. And I wasn't sure if that was for the Israels. We'll see if he keeps us in.
I'm not editing shit. there was someone sitting right next to the posters.
Dawn,
yeah. Yep. So I didn't know their name was Dawn at the beginning. They just told me that they were looking for their friend Charlie. And then we went to go to they had like a little bar area. So we just sat down at a picnic table at the bar. And then we called Don over.
Mm-hmm, yep.
What happened with Don?
Well, yeah, Don was sitting with us. And Don decided to tell us the story about old Onion Breath. I'm going to call him Onion Breath. I think it's Onion Head, but yeah. I'm going to call him Onion Breath. So, yeah, she goes on and tells the story about the whole story. Like, it was Onion Head's name was Oliver. And he might have went by the Big O. According to Don, I don't know.
Don said we're rude for calling him the Big O.
But something about this girl named Charlie. This was Don's friend, apparently. So Don said that her friend Charlie went missing in Onion Breast Town there. And everyone thought that Onion Head did it. And Onion Head or Onion Breath is like...
chopped him up.
First, remember, Onion Breath was like, she's my best friend. Why would I?
Why would they do it? Yeah.
And they didn't believe him. So, they took the Big O and they chopped him up into 13 pieces. And then I guess, I don't know what happened to Big O's dad, but Big O's mama was still around. And she gathered up all the pieces and gave it to Charlie's dad, Dr. Thibodeau. That's, I think that's the, what used to be the Minnesota Timberwolves coach.
Dr. Thibodeau.
Yeah, Tom, yep, Tom Thibodeau.
He's moved on to bigger and better things because the T-Wolves suck.
Yeah, I think he's coaching the Bulls again. Right now. I don't even know. But he did have the deepest nuts in the town. He talked like this. But where were we at with Don?
Don was an interesting character. Don called us rude. That's all. I showed Don a picture of my brain. I think Don said impressed. Something like, "You don't have a you don't have a brain or something." And you know, I carry a picture around of my brain for specific reasons like this, and I whipped it out of my wallet to show her, and she wasn't impressed with the brain at all.
She was not.
She wasn't impressed with you offering her a drink either.
No.
Yeah, no.
She's like, apparently she's only 17.
I can't be drinking, I guess.
I want to say, can you even be working here?
Yeah.
This time.
These workers like to slide on the fucking floor. They're wearing like knee pads. Like, I'm looking at these missing children posters, and this guy just slides up on his knees right next to me.
Yeah. And he says that's his trash can.
His remember? Trash can, yeah. Yeah, his trash. I was just trying to look at the missing children to see who I'm looking for. And Don was very, very passionate about the missing child, Charlie. Like, there's probably half a dozen children hung up there, but Don only cared about Charlie.
Yep. She said that was the only one. She gave us a story about, hey, if all these people died and one of them was your mom, would you be like, what about the kid that lives 10 doors down? She said, no, your mom.
And also, what was I going to say? Oh, there's signs everywhere that says, RIP Charlie.
Yep.
RIP Charlie. I'm like, Don, there's signs, RIP Charlie.
Graffiti.
Yep. I was in the bathroom for that one.
No, the first one was just that sign, and she just said, oh, people make everything over there, or something, make everything up. And then I was by some other thing, because I noticed, you mentioned there was another sign as I walked over there. Oh, yeah, R.I.P. Charlie, like spray painted on the wall. Yep. And so Don was actually walking by, and I pointed towards Don, and Don said, that's just graffiti. They don't know. So Charlie is still out there.
So we went into this haunted house with the hopes of finding Charlie.
Well, there even more. Remember, she was talking about like all these cryptoids and monsters and
13th creature and some shit.
She said everyone sees the 13th creature, they don't make it out alive. So either we did and we're dead, we don't know it, or we didn't see the 13th creature.
She came up with a fish. Remember she had a fish in her hands? It was making noise. It was like attached to a drill or something. And she's like, this is my fish. I'm like, that's the 13th creature. No, it's a fish.
Yeah, it's just a fish. Remember she's talking about all the demonic monsters and everything. And you're like, what's a crocodile.
There was a crocodile next to a midget crocodile at that, right next to a boat. Like, it must be that. No, that's just a normal animal.
Like, they think, oh, all right, well, thank you, Don.
So we're rolling up here to the Applebee's. We're going to grab some food, and then we'll talk to you guys about here's the sign. So I guess our quest is going to be to find the regular.
Yep.
The Bloomington regular of Applebee's.
The Bloomington. Who's going to be selected to represent Bloomington Applebee's at the Hive? Yeah.
And then we will be back to discuss the haunted swamp, the haunted house, onion
breath and his orgy.
Yeah, onion breath's orgy. We'll be right back. And we're back. We just had Applebee's, a glorious Applebee's. What'd you think of this apple? We might as well review the Applebee's.
Yeah. This one, well, I like the waitress. I can't remember her name, but she had some energy.
I'm not even sure she told us her name.
Yeah, but she was, I guess she claims to be like a 30-year veteran at Applebee's or something like that. So she was giving you some attitude.
Yeah, I mean, I just ordered a lemon and I wanted a side of barbecue. I guess that was a little too much to ask. Sorry. Holy.
But we did see, we saw the rig.
Yeah,
and then another one that came in later.
I suppose when you're just like an Applebee's reg yourself, you just kind of, you know, you get the vibe of the other local regs. So we knew right in, and when we walked in, we said, yep, that guy right there. And mm-hmm. he gave off the reg vibe. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say.
I'm sure he'll be at the Hive.
Yeah. This was, it was a good experience. So the haunted house. It's got me going this way. So,
I'll go this way.
So we had tickets. We had a fast pass. So we got to skip the entire line, basically. We were in and out, which was awesome. So we go through the line. The guy gives the rundown of the rules, right?
Uh-huh.
Pretty simple. Nothing too crazy. And then off we're in.
That's right. Trying to think of the first thing that happened.
The movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He said you have to watch the movie and wait for the door to open. Mm-hmm. So we get into this empty room, and the movie took forever to play.
I think he was screaming about, we're not going to make it out alive.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I just thought, the guy gave the exact same story Don gave, so I figured that it was Don. I thought Don was the person in that film.
And then what was the first thing? Right away. I can't remember the first thing that.
There's a person behind the door. I remember that. Like right away, I get fucking scared.
Yeah, I guess they didn't really have many. I guess a lot of it was just kind of like people and just kind of like people hiding behind things. Not really enough.
There was the animatronic was right away.
That's right.
So if you remember, guys, from way back on 2 years ago, I think, is when we did it. There is an animatronic that smacked Dr. Funk in the head or something.
Yep, that was at the Nuns. It was supposed to be like the scariest.
The Nuns!
Walkthrough.
Yeah, we had the exclusive room.
But yeah, because I remember getting hit by something. That was the only thing that scared me. And that was it. It was some kind of, like, dragon lizard fiery breath thing that popped out. And I was like, that's what hit me.
That was right away. Just bring flashback, the fear in your eyes, huh? So, I guess it was just a pretty simple, basic walkthrough of a haunted house, I suppose. The notable one for me, I guess, was there was a guy watching TV, and I asked what he watched. He was watching, and then he proceeded to follow me around, because I guess you can't fucking ask that.
Yeah. We were trying to find Charlie, too, so we're asking a few people if they were Charlie. Didn't find any of them. But my favorite was the eye room. So I was walking in. Now I saw it was just a bunch of eyes.
So it was pitch dark.
Yeah.
Very. I feel like it was darker than the other rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, we're not supposed to get off.
Oh, okay. No. And we're going the wrong way.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
This is how On Your Breath planted.
This is it. There were some characters at Applebee's as well they had makeup on. I was wondering if they came from Onion Breath's Revenge.
We back on track?
I think we're back on track. I think when we went to Chaska, I took us the wrong way, too. But we're good. We should... Oh, I know exactly where we're at. We're good. We're very good. All right, so the eyes. It was very, very dark. The walls were painted with eyes. And then there was a guy wearing nothing but black spandex hiding in the corner holding two eyes.
And I didn't even notice him until he's right by me.
So they looked very hovering, and then they're just moving at you. That was really, really cool. Yep. And then right after that room, what did we see?
Was that Onion Head's room? I can't remember. Wait, no. Oh, no. That was when...
That was the secret room.
Yeah. We almost missed it.
Yes.
Because I was walking with the...
Dr. Funk is on the move. We're not looking for hidden doors or nothing. He's just trying to...
Yeah. I didn't know there was a hidden door. I was just informed. So people were leaving, apparently, the secret room. And I asked them, is this the way to go? And some guy kept screaming at me, oh, there's a secret room over there. And I thought he was just kidding, because I didn't know if it was an actor or what.
Yeah, there was a lot of people dressed up at this event. Like, we're wearing normal clothes and shit, and there's a lot of people in Halloween costumes, and we just weren't sure who was a part of the event and who was not a part of the event. But eventually we turn around and we find this hidden door, and it leads us to a little bar in the middle of the area.
Yep, the secret bar.
You
know, some guy in a cowl costume. Yeah. He asked me, he had some like Russian or some accent. He's like, are you Hector or one of his guests? I said, I am actually Hector. And he started laughing. He said, you are Hector? And that was it.
That
was my whole talk with him. No, then they did mention. He said, "Yes, the bar might be the most scariest place here."
And we got ourselves a little drink. And actually, we kind of. So you had seen the window earlier on in the event, right?
Yes. Yeah. I didn't know what else. Yeah. When we were walking through the house, the haunted house part, I looked at an open window and I could see people. So I wasn't sure if it was just kind of like a room where, you know, they have scary things in there or whatever, but yeah, it's just real life people, and I wave and one puts their beer up at me, and I was like, what the hell is that? But it turns out that was the room to the secret bar, and I had no idea at the time though.
So we ended up there.
We got ourselves a drink there.
What'd you drink?
I got I just pointed at, cause I was gonna order that margarita that you guys got from before, you know, at camp, but then they said they didn't have it out there. So they had, just out on the bar what they were serving. I just pointed at some random beer can, and that's what I don't even know what it was.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good. Yeah.
I think the whole place was pretty festive, too. It had some, you know, skulls and the swamp water. There was a little poster that said, taste your swamp water or some shit. Authentic. Always ask for authentic swamp water, I believe is what it said.
Yeah.
So we just chilled there for a little bit in the middle. And then we headed out, right? Headed out to go adventure into Onion Breath's lair once again.
And I think we missed right away. Remember we walked by.
Oh, yeah. There was a split. It was like, do we go straight or do we go right? And we chose to go right, and we ended up at a dead end.
So we thought, well, I guess we have to go straight.
So we ended up going, but there was like 30 people. There's no one here, and then we take the wrong way and we go back, and then we have to wait for 30 people.
Yeah, I don't know where these 30 people came from.
We're trying to convince them to go to the bar. Go to the bar. Go get a drink.
Yeah, I bet those one people didn't answer you. I'm sure they were like,
they didn't.
Is this part of the show or not?
Are these guys fucking with us?
I honestly thought the guy was fucking with me when he was yelling about the secret bar.
Now, so if that happened in any other setting, would you actually turn around and go to a room with a supposed secret bar? let's say you're walking down the streets of St. Paul, right? And some guy says, turn around, there's a secret bar back there. Are you taking your chances, or are you scared it might end up being someone's glory hole?
Yeah, I'll probably just keep walking.
You're not taking the risk.
No, I'm not going. Sorry,
enough.
Pete.
Fair enough. So we continue, and we get to another split, right? There's people going straight, and we said, well, let's just go right. And we ended up going right, and it seemed to be perfectly fine.
Yeah. And that put us ahead of the 30 people. All 30 of them just walked by, and there was at the dead end, the line was so long, we were stopped right at that spot where we could take a right. So we just went that way.
I don't think we missed anything either.
I think they all went to the dead end, and we jumped ahead of everyone. Was that Onion Breath's room?
I don't know. We saw Onion Breath at the end.
Yeah, he did. He did run out at the end.
there were door nine.
Someone said they looked like the Garbage Pail Kids. What is it? Garbage Patch or something? Whatever.
Yeah. From like the 90s. 80s, even old. How the fuck do I know about them? I was born in 96.
Maybe they're a big thing.
Yeah, I get. Oh, we're good. You want to go to the airport?
Sure.
Wait, am I going to the airport? Where the fuck am I going? These are new roads for me. I mean, kind of. I've been here, but not been here. Yeah, so we end up at, there's a little picture room and then a couple more. While we were taking a picture, there's, guy's axe went flying.
Yeah, dude had some axe where we were supposed to exit at. And then when we went to exit, we didn't see anyone. We're like, where the hell did the guy go?
I'm looking in a corner and my buddy Nick taps me on the shoulder and I'm, ah! I thought they couldn't touch you, but it ended up just being Nick. It wasn't anybody else. So overall, the experience at Onion Head's Revenge, what would you give it out of 10? Does this qualify us for a free sticker? They said if we leave a review, we'd get a free sticker. This has to qualify us, right?
I think so, yeah. The podcast? I'd have to. I don't know what to give it. I guess a 5.
A 5 out of 10?
Just because it was so, the price.
I would say, yeah.
They kind of made me lower my ratings on it.
I would agree. The value for your buck was not there, but I think the experience was worth it as long as... Now, we had the middle grade pricing. There was a Monster Pass, I believe is what it was called. That was even more money. Man, I don't know what the hell you get out of that. If it was unlimited drinks, we got another story, but I don't think it was unlimited drinks at all.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought the Monster Pass was how you got into the bar, but apparently that was just part of...
Or did we sneak in?
No.
If we snuck in, that would be... We got our money's worth.
I don't know. That's just what...
I'd probably agree with you in saying... 5 out of 10. I think if the price was a little lower, $30-$40, we might be rocking with an 8 out of 10 experience. I do still wish there was a Haunted Hooters involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're definitely gonna suggest that for next year.
Hooters,
the Haunted Hooters.
Hooters needs a Halloween party of sorts. That's what I'm trying to go see next year. We've been through a lot of Minnesotan.
How about next year? Onion Head sees his first pair of Hooters.
As long as the owls are hooing the whole time and I actually get a focus on what's in front of me, then I'll be content. Dr. Funk, do you have anything else to add?
Just one more thing. We did try to find Don at the end.
Oh yeah, to report back. Yeah, Charlie.
We didn't see anyone. Charlie. No one was named Charlie. I was also going to talk to you about how we didn't see any 13th animals or any animals, so I don't know.
Oh, you're really going to, go at Dawn.
Yeah. I was going to give her all the updates, but...
Dawn probably would have said, I don't get paid enough to deal with your shit and call security.
Slid away on her knees.
Yeah, that seems to be what they love to do. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Road Rage Randy and Dr. Funk, our annual Halloween episode. You guys know the drill. Follow me on Twitter at ThoughtsByRandy, Venmo, PayPal, links in the description. Leave a review. I, for one, do not get free stickers if you leave reviews, unlike Onion Head, Onion Head's Revenge. If you guys do end up going to Onion Head's Revenge, make sure you leave a review and say Driving with Randy brought you there. Maybe we'll have a paid trip next year. We'll get the Monster Pass, the full experience. We're going to have a sponsored episode.
Sponsored by Onion Breath and his demonic orgy.
The demonic orgy. I guess that's what I'm going to be looking. There's probably one at that hotel right there. That looks like a motel ready for demonic orgies. Well, guys, if I hope to see you guys back next week. If I don't, I hope you guys have a wonderful life.
Peace.
That was good.